The series moves to Philadelphia this weekend, and there the Rays and the Phillies will face a tough crowd. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's a city that teams and politicians enter at their peril.
Whatever happens on November 4th, I will always remember Sarah Palin as the bravest of the national candidates, or the most foolish. Take your pick. For you see, a couple of weeks ago, when the Philadelphia Flyers opened their NHL season, the courageous hockey mom came onto the ice, her innocent little daughter in tow, to drop the first puck. Understand now, this is Philadelphia, alleged city of brotherly love, where sports fans have been known to boo Santa Claus and children looking for Easter eggs. And here comes a politician, daring to intrude onto the Flyers' ice. Standing before a phalanx of charging moose is child's play by comparison. Well, somehow she escaped to campaign into that kinder, gentler, small-town America. The best ears on the premises estimated the booing was either merely resounding or only deafening. Not bad. When Donovan McNabb, who was to become the veritable savior of the Eagles, when he was drafted, the boos registered on the Richter scale. The TV show that takes place in Philadelphia is Cold Case. Any TV show dealing with Philly fans would be called Hard Case. Philadelphia, PA, is the toughest sports burg in the country. The Red Sox fans are a nation. The Cub fans are a support group. Philly fans are a pandemic. Only now, we're suddenly supposed to feel sorry for Philadelphia. You see, not since the 76ers won the NBA in 1983 has the Philadelphia team won a championship. There are 11 other U.S. cities that, like Philly, have a franchise in all four major team sports, and all of them have had champions in this past quarter century. Well, add it all up, and if the Phillies lose the World Series to Tampa Bay, Philadelphia teams will then have failed to win a championship in exactly 100 straight seasons. Of course, given that last year the Phillies became the first and only team in all humankind ever to lose 10,000 games, a mere 100 seems like small potatoes. The Phillies are to losing what the Zimbabwe dollar is to currency. And speaking of money, one local columnist, Frank Fitzpatrick of The Inquirer, postulates that good Philadelphia baseball and bad economy go together. The old Philadelphia Athletics were champions when the market crashed in 29, and invariably, he notes, the Phillies usually enjoy what modest success they have posted in recessionary times. They won their one and only World Series in 1980 when the prime rate hit 20% for the first time, and Jimmy Carter got booted out of the White House precisely because Ronald Reagan kept pointing out that everybody in the country was worse off. So, you feel sorry for poor Philadelphia? Okay, root for the Phillies. But if they win, be forewarned, better have your money in your mattress.
Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve is back tomorrow. I'm Renee Montagne.